And it's time now for Boston sports fans to take a deep breath. We know it's been a rocky start for the Red Sox, but take heart. They are now in possession of a two-game winning streak. And, of course, the Bruins and the Celtics are both in the playoffs, the Bees facing a crucial do-or-die game tonight.
Joining us, as he does every Wednesday, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Magna.
Okay, so let's start with tonight in Boston and the Bruins taking on the Washington Capitals. Game 7, of course, we all know how important Game 7 is for the Bruins in the past because that's how they won last year's Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If the series goes 7 games, you have to win Game 7. No question. Simple math.
So, Bill, the Bruins have had to fight pretty hard in this preliminary series, but it's been pretty exciting, right? Pretty balanced?
About as balanced as can be. 6 games, each one decided by one goal. 2-1, 4-3, 3-4, 2-1 again, 4-3 again. It's two well-matched teams. The only thing that I hope is that the highlight of this game, no matter which way it goes, is something like Taylor Sagan's wonderful goal at the end of the last game where he swept by on the goalie's left, faked with his shoulder, and then dipped and popped the goal into an open net, rather than having it be, you know, the coach screaming as his neck veins throb from the bench or somebody throwing a haymaker, into the head of somebody who's looking the other way. There's just been too much of that during the playoffs, which is unusual. Usually they're somewhat cleaner than the regular season.
Well, it's been a very closely balanced series, as you said. Who do you like, the Capitals or the Bruins for this Game 7?
I would like to see Tim Thomas play goal like he did last year during the playoffs for just one night. We won't have one of these 4-goal games or 3-goal games. I like the Bruins. They're at home. Why not?
Well, Bill, on to basketball. The Celtics beat the Miami Heat last night, 77-66, in the second-to-last game. I guess I should say the penultimate game of the season. But if you had tickets or watched it on television, my guess is maybe you didn't recognize a lot of the players.
Yeah, somebody beat somebody in that game last night. But, if you were one of those poor people who had saved up all their money to go see LeBron James play, you were out of luck. He didn't play. Chris Bosh didn't play. The only Celtic of, real glamorous and highly paid note who played, albeit briefly, was Paul Pierce. So, this is the time of year where coaches and general managers are saving their players for the playoff games that count.
Okay, so that's why they're doing it, not injuries or just purely strategic.
Well, these are the kind of, the kind of injury that allows you to be on injured reserve for 20 minutes before they need you again.
I was hoping for a Linsanity moment, Celtics style, but no.
not that time. Playoffs are coming, though, so everybody that you recognize will soon be in uniform once again.
So, Bill, I guess the big sort of suspense is how the Celtics can secure home court advantage for the first round. Right?
I guess so, except, these days I'm not sure how much home court advantage matters. I asked our trusty intern before coming in here this afternoon, and apparently the Mavericks did not have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. They had it a couple of series. They didn't have it in some other series, and they won the whole thing last year. So, of course, it's nice to have the extra game in front of your home crowd, but I'm not really quite sure it's as important as it used to be.
All right, Bill. Finally, and I don't want to jinx anything, but the Sox doing all right? Come on.
It's very sad when you have to celebrate a 2-game winning streak.
Hey, we'll take anything.
You can't have a streak shorter than 2 games. It's the
shortest
winning streak.
It's
and
a winning streak.
And here we are saying there's hope because they won 2 games in a row against the Twins. Come on, give me a break. Come back to me when they play a great team and beat them a couple of times and get some pitching and get a save for more than one night in a row.
Well, I just want to say that David Ortiz said that this 2-game winning streak has put everyone on the Red Sox in a good mood. So, you gotta believe in
I'm
Big Poppy.
I'm delighted to hear it. And he's lost weight and he looks good and he's hitting the heck out of the ball. So far be it from me to gainsay him.
Well, let's hope they have more than a good mood going for them if they hope to extend this 2-game winning streak. Maybe the best thing was for them to get out of town, maybe move Daniel Bard to the bullpen. Do you think there's a sign that something's going better?
I think the best thing for them was to play a team that's going almost as badly as they are. It's very hard to beat teams like Tampa Bay and Texas and you know, teams that are going well and that are projected to go well throughout the year.
Well,
but more power to them. I hope it works out.
Well, if you're feeling better about the Red Sox, that's why we called in Bill Littlefield to push back. Host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on WBUR each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, coming up, if you're downtown at 4 o'clock in the morning, there aren't many places to go for a burger except one. A new short film takes us to the 24-hour South Street Diner. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Stay with us. This is Radio Boston.